This craving for cigarettes overwhelms me. It's all I can think about. I shuffle back and forth waiting in line. Looks like I'm not the only one with this desire. Errol's, the neighborhood store, was closed yesterday. Breaking Bad was filming. We're all cursing Breaking Bad for keeping us out of our store, clinging to our grimy change, waiting for our turn, dying for a cigarette. Errol sells them for 50 cents apiece. I take a deep breath, can almost smell the nicotine filling my lungs, listening to voices that sound so far away. What are they, bro? Those Hollywood boys pretending to be us? That's not right. Those Vato Locos in front of me are so goofy, but they're right. What would those movie actors really know about being a junkie or the body of life? The tinkling of the door's bell pulls me out of my haze. A woman walks in. She's definitely not craving cigarettes. She stands at the back of the line, and for some strange reason, I think of my babies. Maybe it's because I used to live down the street on 4th, close to Arrows. My boys are all in high school, living with my sister. I try to see them when I can. This woman smells nice, and why is she staring at me like she knows me or something? That well-dressed lady bothers me and is making me nervous. I pull myself into my worn, tattered, smelly coat like if I was a turtle. Let my long, dark hair fall over my pockmarked face. I don't even notice that I'm next in line. Chris, the store clerk, asks me, "You want one cigarette?" He never even looks at me. He just greets that woman. When she tells Chris, "Good morning," I freeze. I recognize that voice. Mi comadre from way back, my best friend. She was always so good to me and my little boys. I lied to her so many times. When my mouth was bloody and wired shut, I said I had a car accident. I borrowed money from her, saying it was for the baby's diapers. When I made drug deals, I asked her, "Can you watch my kids? I have errands." Last time I saw her, I promised to go straight. No more drugs. I even moved to the Heights, trying to prove that I would be drug-free. A good mother. I will do everything right. Please, please don't recognize me. I'm 50 pounds heavier. Maybe she won't even notice me. After I buy my cigarette, I have to walk by her. She's still staring. Please, don't talk to me. Suddenly, she scoops me up and gives me a huge hug. She asks if I'm doing okay and do I need anything. I pull back. I don't want her to smell me. I nod my head and manage to say, "I'm good, thanks." I avert looking into her eyes and walk out the door. Shit, I didn't even ask her how she was. I walk down 4th Street with a lump in my throat and a strange glow filling my lungs. All my insides felt so toasty.